listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. It's not getting easier to pay your weekly rent. Latest figures from CoreLogic show renters in Mackay, the Whitsundays and Isaac need to cough up 27% of their household income to keep a roof over their heads. That's up 3% compared to 2020. Nationwide, rental affordability is at its worst since 2014. The controversial coal royalty scheme is rumoured to be driving a record surplus in next month's state budget. The Australian is reporting a $6 billion jump in revenue since December. The scheme, which taxes coal based on its current value, has been criticised by mining bodies and companies who claim it makes Queensland a risky place to invest. Dodgy tradies in the form of bitumen layers are the latest thieves scamming Mackay residents, but we're told there's warning signs to be aware of. Police say they'll take your deposit and bail before any work's done, or at least completed to standard. Attorney General Yvette Darth says don't pay for anything up front, even materials.
Any trader who says, oh no, you can't wait, you must sign up right here, right now, then clearly they're not a legitimate trader and you should not hand any money over to them.
And as Reconciliation Week continues, Mackay locals are being urged to be a voice for generations and to make meaningful change in every aspect of our lives. We're being encouraged to join in a Reconciliation Bridge Walk, which leaves Bluewater Quay at 10 a.m. Checking sport now, the Mackay Meteors have led from go to woe against the Cairns Marlins in the NBL 1 North. By the end of the first quarter, the momentum was good for Mackay's men, opening up a comfortable lead for a 107-76 point win, while our women's Meteorettes were defeated 82-73 by Cairns Dolphins. And want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app. Search for Mackay with Sunday's local news and add to your favourites now.